Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show today. I want to talk about seeking the fire. I want to talk about what that means. You know, we've all heard the saying before, you know, if you want to get hot, get close to the fire, right? If you feel like you're getting cold, get close to the fire. And I don't mean that literally, even though obviously that makes sense and that's where it all comes from. But I'm talking about with anything in your life, with anything. Right? Whatever you're fading out of, whatever you are slowly moving away from, whatever you're getting nudged away from, whatever you're feeling cold about or not having that same warm, fuzzy feeling about anymore, is to seek the fire and get close to it. So I want to touch on that today. I want to touch on what that looks like. I want to touch on how that actually has created who Danny and I are today. And part of that is doing these podcasts. So I'm going to stop right here, and I'll be right back. Okay. Welcome back. So I'm actually excited to talk about this. I just wrote a post, a Facebook post about it, and I shared it with our team only. So whether you know this or not, Danny and I have been involved in, we've been involved in community-based marketing for the past 3.5 years. Prior to that, it would be labeled as, we were with another company labeled as more so either direct sales or multi-level marketing. What's the other term for it? MLM, direct sales, network marketing. Anyways, we've been in that industry space now for 9 years. During that time, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot about ourselves. And so, hey, listen, before you jump off of here, this isn't some recruiting podcast for our business and what we do. Full transparency, I'm not a fan of recruiting. I'm not a fan of convincing. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. Tell me if you have. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, right? So convincing somebody to do something at a certain time when they truly don't want to do it is not a win for anybody. That's a lose-lose situation. So we're not in the business of actively recruiting the hard recruiting, convincing, or anything like that. That's just not our style. And if you know us personally, you know that to be true. And what we found is that to be truly successful in what we do, and this is not the topic of the day, I just need to finish this, be truly successful in what we do, it's about providing information and education for others to make an educated decision on what they want to do. People who are seeking information, being able to give them the information, right? If someone wants to do what we do, hell yeah, we'll lock arms and we'll do it together. We'll show you one every step of the way. If not, I love you anyways. Doesn't matter to me, right? So all of that being said, I wanted to share something that I posted today. And it has, like I had said in the beginning, has really developed us into who we are today. So I'm going to use our business as the example, and it could apply to your business, whatever you do, your life. It could be your fitness. It could be anything, whatever it is in your life. So going back, for the first 5.5 years of our, our experience with this industry, there was probably for the full 5.5 years, me personally, I was not seeing the results that I wanted to see personally. Now at this time, Danny was still working with her full-time career. I was still working as well. But she wasn't as invested, let's say, in my vision of what I wanted to do and what I was trying to bring to the table coming into our relationship. Danny and I have been together for roughly 12 years. And so back then, I was still trying to bring a lot to the table. So in starting in this industry and starting in our pursuit to achieve goals, so this relates to everything that we do, whether you're in our industry or not, In our pursuit to achieve our goals, I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted to see in the time that I wanted to see them, right? Expectations weren't being met. The number one reason why people stop doing anything that they're pursuing is unmet expectations. Well, I thought I would do this. I didn't do this, so therefore it must not work, right? I thought I would lose this much weight in this much time, but it didn't happen, so therefore it must not work. I thought I would make this much money in this much time, putting this much effort in, and I didn't, therefore it must not work, right? Expectations. Now, whoever gave you those expectations, I don't know. Whatever expectations we have in our head, I don't know, right? I don't know how they got there, because somebody did something. Well, Roger Bannister ran the mile in 4 fucking minutes. That doesn't mean I can do it, right? It means it's possible, but it doesn't mean I can do it, right? So expectations, a lot of times we put on ourselves. And if they're not hit, then we know what happens, because we've all been down that road. Every single one of us, every single one of you listening to this has quit on something. Right. So moving forward, I knew that being consistent and pursuing what I wanted to pursue, to achieve the things that I wanted to achieve, I had to keep moving forward in some way. But I felt that cold feeling. I felt that, you know, nothing was happening. Things weren't moving. I felt embarrassed. So I had to figure out what to do on that downtime, if you will, right? Because just like our business, just like fitness, you can't just work out 24 hours a day, right? You work out once or twice a day, for example. An hour here, an hour there, could be less, could be more. But what are you doing on the other times? What are you doing on the down times? Right? If they're not in line with what your goals are when you are working out or doing your business, then you're going to be moved away from it. So let's say you stop working out for a little bit, or you stop doing your business for a little bit. You start getting cold. You have less people to talk to. Or in this example, you're also working out less. Whatever. Obviously, I'm using two different examples here, but for the same thing. So you find yourself doing less. And in our industry, it could just be that you just have less people to talk to. Like it could be that you're trying, maybe you're reaching out, maybe you're making calls, maybe you're having some conversations, but it's not, blossoming into a deeper conversation, if you will. So what do you do? So what do I do? And this is what I shared today. I remember somebody once said that if you invested, so in our industry, it doesn't cost anything to get started. You can get started for less than $1,000, and you can have a, you can create a business that will set you financially free 1,000%. But most of us don't treat it that way, right? So somebody said to me, I remember, hey, if you invested $100,000 into this business, what would you be doing right now? What would you be doing right now? Would you be waiting for people to tell you what to do? Would you be hemming and hawing, pissing and moaning, whining and complaining? Is that what you would be doing? Or would you be taking action and finding something to do, learning something, right? So again, this can apply to anything, whatever business you're in, it doesn't matter. If you are at a place, a plateau, or going backwards, or not moving as fast forward as you want to be moving, then what can you do? And if it's like our industry where you haven't invested a ton of money, you don't have a ton of skin in the game, it's easy to just quit and say, it doesn't work for me. But if you put that $100,000 in, you're going to have a little bit different feelings about it. So I remember I had to get into that mindset. And I had to ask myself, okay, what can I be doing? Internet's free. So I started getting on YouTube, and I started finding people in our industry, people that I related to, and started watching their videos. I found a few people that I watched every single YouTube video they had ever made. And I can tell you right now, in all honesty, over 200 videos that they have made. And I'm talking multiple people. Someone, and if, and before you start saying, well, I don't have time to get on the internet for, you know, 8 hours a day watching videos. Well, okay. How long are you on Facebook every day? How long are you on Instagram every day? How long are you on TikTok every day? How long are you at work every day? And if you're like, well, I work a full-time job, 10 hours a day. Fine, that pays the bills. What's building your dreams? What's building your goals? What's building your fortune? Are you willing to invest into that? Because if you're not, then you're not. You can just jump off this podcast too, because you probably don't ever want to listen to me. And I'm fine with that. But if you're like me, when I had my full-time job, when Danny had her full-time job, guess what we did when we weren't at our full-time jobs? We worked on our future. We worked on our fortune. We found time. You know where you find time? You make it. You get up earlier. You stay up later. You make it. You exchange it. Okay, I'll not do this because I need to do this. So all of that being said, this isn't a lesson on creating time, because we all know how to do it. We all have 24 fucking hours in a day, every single person on this planet. And some people get a lot more shit done than other people. And the only reason is because they do. That's the reason. That's the reason. So anyways, I watched over time hours and hours and hours and hours of videos. I would plug my phone into the car. I would listen into the car. My car turned into a rolling university. I listened to audiobooks. Listened to podcasts. I purchased courses that related to our industry. So whatever industry you're in, it doesn't matter. Or whether you're talking about working on your fitness, it doesn't matter. Put some skin in the game. Purchase a course to learn something for your future, right? For your fortune, for your goals, for your dreams. So I can tell you right now that some of the courses I got, I was like, oh, man, I feel like I got gypped a little bit here. And some of the courses I got, I was like, wow, I got way more value than what I paid for. Way more value. And I can also tell you that those courses where I felt like I got gypped, I did get 1, 2, 3, or 5 things out of those courses that I applied and still apply. So out of 100 things where I might feel like, wow, this was 95% shit, the 5% that I took from it, I apply. So books, audiobooks, YouTube videos, courses, and events. We went to events. We went to Danny Johnson Live multiple times. I don't know how many times we went to Danny Johnson. We even took the kids to one of her events. She wrote a book called First Steps to Wealth. That's one of her books. She's written multiple books. First Steps to Wealth, I think it's called, or First Steps to Success. Maybe it's First Steps to Success. That's the name of her event too. I get confused. It's easy to find on a Google search if you're interested. But that woman, her events, and where I was at in my life at the time changed me. Changed me. Changed me into a different person because it changed my mind. Changed my mindset. Changed my perspective. Change my perspective on business, on life, on relationships, on money, on future, on wealth, on opportunity. Now, was she the only thing? No. No, it was a combination of the books, of the YouTube videos, of the courses, of the audiobooks, of the podcasts, her event. I went to multiple Eric Worre events, a leader in our industry. We've been to multiple Prove It events. Prior to that, when we were with Beachbody, we went to multiple Beachbody events. The thing about events, well, there's multiple things about events, but there's usually keynote speakers. So we were able to see a lot of people just by going to our company events, right? We're able to meet and see and meet Jerick Robbins. If you don't know who that is, it's the son of Tony Robbins. He's amazing. David Goggins. Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule. Simon Sinek. There's more. There's a lot more. Brendan Burchard. We've gone to other events, seen Tony Robbins. Gary Vee. So these are things that had I not been doing those, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be where I am with Danny today. We would not be where we are in our business today, in our fitness today, in our journey today. We wouldn't be there. It's because we stayed close to the fire. It's because when we got cold, we didn't go, oh, fuck, this doesn't work. We didn't let ourselves off the hook. We said, okay, asking good questions. What can I do right now that'll take me closer to my goals? What can I do right now that is the next step, right? My buddy Dustin Runyon, I heard him say, and it just sticks with me. We might not know the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh step. It doesn't fucking matter. We all know the next step. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever you want to pursue in life. You don't need to know step 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You don't need to know. You just need to know what the next step is. And we all do. All of us do. So because of adopting that mindset early on in our career, it allowed us to grow the belief in ourselves, in our industry, in other people, in our future, in our finances, in our relationship. Because we stayed close to the fire. That fire can look different for every single person out there. Danny right now just finished a Spartan race. Do you think that she's close to the Spartan community? You better believe it. You better believe it. It's a community for a reason. Look at CrossFit, same thing. Community. Our industry, same thing. Community. Personal development, same thing. Community. Events, community. We're tribal by nature. So to try to succeed on your own is going to be far more challenging than getting involved in a community who's all going the same direction that you want to be going. Almost like drafting on a racetrack, right? Anyone ever watch NASCAR? They draft together around the track. Someone gets out of the draft. What happens? To the back of the pack they go. So not saying you can't succeed. You can succeed. You can cross the finish line. It's going to be a lot harder and a lot slower. So what do? You get surrounded by people who are doing the things that you want to do. How do you find that? How do you even know what that is? Get on YouTube. Search it. What the hell do you want to do in life? Search that. Seek out the people. My buddy Dustin, again, I was asking him a question about something, about one book versus another book that we were talking about. He said, you're a seeker. Read both of them. Fuck. You know what? You're right. You're right. I am a seeker. And to be honest with you, that's why I'm winning. Stop seeking, stop winning. Seek the fire. Find it. And if you say you don't know where to find it, I guarantee you, you know the next step. I guarantee you, you know a direction that you can go and an action that you can take right now that would take you closer to finding out where that fire is. So whatever doing in life, if you feel cold, here's a prime example, and I'll go back to fitness because everything in life can be related back to fitness. When you talk about business, we talk about growth, relationship, you can always relate it back to fitness in when you're looking at parallels. If you're not feeling like working out, start watching some workout videos. And I don't mean how-to videos. Well, maybe that might work for some people, but it doesn't work for me. But I'm talking about like people crushing it videos, like watch the CrossFit Games, for example. You ever seen that? The CrossFit Games like on Netflix? Fuck, I'll fire you up. Whatever you're seeking to do, seek out the things that you can put into your brain that are going to inspire you to do those things. It really is that simple. It really is that simple. But we cop out on a lot of things. And I'm guilty, definitely guilty. So we have to admit our guilt. We have to know that we're not fucked up, we're just human. And then know that we have to seek out what we need to seek out to get back on track to pursue the things in life that we want to pursue. And I'm assuming because you're listening to this podcast, you're wanting to pursue more things than what you have right now. I am. And if we want our life to be different, then we have to do different things. We have to seek out different things. And if you found those different things, and you're cold, you need to seek out the fire. You have to seek out that fire and you have to get close to it. You have to immerse yourself in it. Like Danny tells me all the time, you know, in the beginning it was different than it is now, but she would say, I'm so obsessed. Kind of like the way that I was with back when I was younger with doing drugs. And then for the rest of my life with drinking, right? And then like anything that I do, I get obsessed with it. I got sober. I got obsessed with being sober. I started running. I got obsessed with being running. I started Spartan racing. I got obsessed with being racing Spartan. I got into the community-based industry with Prove It. I got obsessed with that juice, obsessed with it. I don't mean the juice you drink. I mean the juice you squeeze. I'm talking about the juice that makes you go, the juice that makes you flow, the juice that like gives you that fire inside. Like, yes, I love this, right? And for me, that's helping other people succeed. That's helping other people win. Whether it's in their health and wellness, in their relationships with themselves, or maybe it's financially. And maybe it's just to get them a few inches, get their backs a few inches away from that wall because that's where they're at, is back against the wall. I know what we have will help people do that. Therefore, when I get to share it, that's my juice. I love it. Love it. Had I not seeked out that fire 5, 6, 7 years ago, when I was feeling super cold, what the hell am I doing? Had I not seeked out that fire, had I not sought out that fire, had I not sought out those people to buy courses from, to listen to go to their events, had I not been open to making that shift, I should say us, making that shift from Beachbody over to Prove It, had we not been open and seekers, we would not be where we are today. Seekers of the fire. How do we stay warm all the time? How do we stay warm all the time? And I'm not saying it's throttled down 100% of the time, all the time. I'm not saying that. I'm saying enjoy your life. have the time when you're not doing anything and you're enjoying life and maybe you're just chilling and going for a walk and or watching Netflix or whatever you're doing. But when you're in the pursuit and you feel like you're getting cold, you got to seek the fire. If you guys got anything of value from this today, if you want, screenshot this right here. Tag me on your social media with it, with the takeaway that you got from today. I'll be sure to shout you out on my social media. You'll be entered it to win some cool shit that I give away every week for people who enter. And my encouragement is to make sure you have something that inspires you to seek the fire. I encourage you to have that fortune that you work for, whether it's wealth, whether it's growth, from whatever it is above and beyond what you do every day to pay your bills. Have something that you're working on that's going to set you free in the future. And we all know what that is. It's time. If you love your job, do your job. Most people don't. So if you can find a way to cut down those hours that you are trading to do something on your own, my encouragement would be an online business. Number one, for tax reasons. Number two, with what we do, I believe is the best opportunity out there for someone to hit a financial home run. It is the best way for the average individual to live an above average life, in my opinion. So my encouragement is to find something that you can work on when you're not working on paying your bills. Something that you can work on that's going to set you free, that's going to take you towards your goals in life, that's going to allow you to do the things that you want to do in your life so that you can set up generational wealth for your family and seek that fucking fire.